Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking, and we're talking to Gloria Rocchio of the Heritage Foundation. The what's the formal name?
Ward Melville Heritage Organization.
Ward
I'm president.
Melville, yes, and Tom Manuel, who is doing something very, very unique over at the museum. This thing you're putting together. How are you going to cultivate your musicians? Do you have musicians that are banging on the door?
We've gotten quite a few phone calls from people. There's definitely a lack of venues, but as I shared with you when we began to speak, you know, my background is in performing and teaching, so there's certainly not a shortage of musicians to call upon, and I'm very blessed to have a lot of collaborations with some great musicians, and so we have some wonderful people lined up. We're planning to bring in Freddie Cole as one of our big opening acts. Freddie and I met at Lincoln Center just a few weeks back, and he's committed to come out. The great trumpet player Warren Vishay, a good friend of mine who's in Rahway, New Jersey, is going to come out with a group of his all-stars that he plays with in Manhattan. And I'm very happy to have serving on my board as our vice president is the great trombonist Ray Anderson, who's the director of jazz studies at Stony Brook University. So we've got Ray's group scheduled to perform regularly there. So we're off to a
When are you going to have your first performance?
I don't want to say yet, Ernie, but I want to make sure we get all our work done properly, and don't want to put any pressure on me, but I can say that the project is coming along tremendously well and on schedule, if not ahead of schedule, and we've just been very blessed with everything falling into place, so sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
I think it's important to mention that Tom is very humble. He is in charge of the jazz studies at CW Post College, and also, What is the title over at the university?
I work with the pre-college division at Stony Brook University, and I'm on faculty at Long Island University in their jazz program.
So. When you say pre?
Pre-college. It's a program for high school students that are aspiring music majors, and so it draws upon some of the most serious students looking to study music of a variety of different styles, classical, jazz, and otherwise, but I spearhead the jazz program there.
At Stony Brook.
Do you know David Amram?
Very well. Played with him many times. Great man. Another guy with a great Long Island tradition.
He's been a guest on this show.
Oh, David's the best.
David, I know David from Fire Island back in around 69, 70, mm-hmm. 71, when I had a house out there, and he had a house down the street, and he would come over and play the piano on a Sunday sometimes.
Yeah, David,
and we had more fun. He is the funniest man.
And a great writer. And a great film composer. Whatever that man puts his hands to turns to gold.
You think we can get him out there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would love to see him.
That would be wonderful.
You know, he was doing a gig over at the Cinemarach Theater about 4 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. And of course, he knew my first wife, who I met out of Fire Island, and you know, we were all friends. And she passed away in 2007. So this was maybe 2010 or 2011 that he was over there. And I hadn't seen David in 25 years. So I went into the Cinemarach to see him, and I said, did David Amram show up? And somebody says, he's on your other shoulder. So he was there. We turned around, left. And so he said to me, so how's Jane? I said, she passed away. And he just looked away. And he says, are you seeing anybody? And I says, yeah, I'm seeing Marguerite. And as a matter of fact, I'm leaving here. I'm going to Astoria after the show, and I'm going to Maine to see my son in Maine. So he said, well, I got to go on now. I'll talk to you later. And he does the show, and I'm sitting in the audience. And toward the end of the routine, he goes, and there's my friend Ernie. He's in a state of euphoria because he's going to Astoria to see the sweet Marguerite. And he does this whole thing about me going to Maine. He just made this all up in his head, you know. I said, this is so funny. And anyway, that's who.
That's a great story.
It's a great. He's a wonderful, entertaining lovable man.
That's
he really
for sure.
is. That's and when
sure.
you get him out there, you're going to be hard to keep me out, even if I don't have a ticket. Yeah, but you'll make sure I do get it.
That's right. That's right.
So anyway, do you have your first act lined up?
Well, I think he should also talk about his collection.
Oh yeah, talk about that.
You know, if you don't mind.
The building's going to be a nice space. It's going to be a mix of the performance we've been speaking about.
Yeah.
It's going to be a mix of educational classes of great variety for young kids to older individuals. But the collection is really spectacular, and especially since this project began, a lot of people have donated some wonderful things. We have manuscripts that have never been published or reproduced from famous entities like John Coltrane and Teddy Charles. And we have memorabilia from some great, great big band acts and society bands of the 30s and 40s.
How did you acquire this, Tom?
Most of it was given to me by people I played with.
Oh.
And people that became my dear friends. Some of it was given to me because after that scenario happening so many times, I got a bit of a reputation as the guy to give things to if you wanted it to be preserved and live on, you know? So in some cases, it's gotten to the point where it's just been a phone call from a complete stranger.
Wow.
But we have a wonderful art collection that's going to be a part of it.
Maybe somebody
inspired.
Hearing this will give you a call.
That's how a lot of it's been happening these days, you know?
Yeah.
So it's wonderful. But we really, you know, it's in 2015, if you look at the history of jazz, we're at a point where a lot of it is looking for a home and needs preservation. And there is no place on Long Island to send it to. So we're happy to be the pioneers in that and make that happen. And, you know, Ward Melville, back in the 50s, when he started the Dogwood Hollow Amphitheater, you know, he had this vision for Stony Brook being a catalyst for technology and for arts and being a real cultural mecca. And he did it. He made it happen. You know, the Dogwood Hollow had Tony Bennett was there. The Duke Ellington Orchestra was there.
Now, the Dogwood Hollow is the building we're in?
No, the Dogwood Hollow was literally a natural hollow in the middle of the woods.
Venue.
It was an outdoor, open-air seating auditorium, and some of the greatest, in fact, not some of the greatest acts ever. I mean, when you got Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington and the New York Phil and great opera stars and you name it, they were there. And that went on for almost 20 years. So really, we're just picking up where Ward Melville started. And I don't know if you know, but Ann Sneed and a bunch of other individuals started the International Art of Jazz in Stony Brook. And that was the first organization dedicated to jazz preservation in the United States of America.
Are violins used in jazz at all?
Of course. Well, anything could be used in jazz. Yeah. As long as it's spontaneous and includes improvisation, it's jazz. So
I'm wondering, do you know Jimmy Gracek?
I do not.
Jimmy Gracek is a marvelous.
Is this like stump your guest, Ernie?
Why not? Stump the chump.
You could tell we didn't plan this out beforehand.
Yeah. Now, Jimmy Gracek, I've hired him for a number of shows that I did. I would sing with him, and he's a marvelous guy. He did a show up in Symphony Space, and the reason why I mention it is because you'd love him. He is just such a connecting guy, and he's just a wonderful person as well as a musician, you know. And you got to we'll make that arrangement.
I have to interject here. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you, Tom? Should it be your website, phone number?
You can tell that.
Sure. Well, if anybody's interested in learning more about the Jazz Loft or in making a donation or getting involved in working with the project on any level, really, the best way would to go to our website, which is thejazzloft.com. And when you go there, in fact, the site is in the process of being completed as we speak, but there's a page that says contact, and you could simply type in whatever information you want and how much you want. You don't have to give us everything, but you could either just give us your address or almost everything, or you could give us everything, and that'll give me an opportunity to reach out to you. And there's a little section where you could say kind of what you're reaching out for and about, and you get on our mailing list if you wish, and you could find out about any events that are coming up that we're doing as far as fundraisers or concerts or anything. We've done a variety of things. We just had a wonderful brunch in Stony Brook Village at a wonderful restaurant there called Latitude 121. And we honored some legendary drummers that played with Charlie Parker and Ellington and the whole likes. And it was really a wonderful, wonderful morning.
I think this is exciting stuff for Long Island. I mean, as I was telling you, but my son's living in a cultural desert. We don't want to be there. We want to be in a cultural forest.
That's right.
And you're part of it. And
there's great things happening. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, if I just spoke about myself and our endeavors. But, you know, there's wonderful work happening at the Coltrane House, which is a project that they hope to have happen, and the Long Island Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I just think it's a wonderful destination trip. You know, come to Long Island. You go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame first, then Coltrane's House, then the Jazz Loft, and then the Vineyards, right, Ernie?
Okay, we're going to have to close. I'm talking to Tom Manuel and Gloria Rocchio, and this has been a wonderful exposition of what we are capable of doing on Long Island. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.